Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Some signs of life in the IPO market after the recent knockout debuts of Astera Labs, Reddit, and Rubrik. For today's Tech Check, our Deirdre Bosa joins us with a very special guest. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Carl. Thanks very much for that. Yes, we've got Colin Stewart, Morgan Stanley's Vice Chairman, Global Head of Technology, Equity, Capital Markets. He's worked on the biggest IPOs of the last three decades, and he joins us now in his very first broadcast interview. Colin, welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Glad to be here.
So let's start really broad. What do the recent IPOs, Carl just named some of them, Rubrik, Reddit, Astera Labs, what do they tell us about this current market and appetite for new listings?
I'd like to say, and I think I can say, we're back. The IPO market's back. It's been a long 2.5 years where we've had really nothing. We've had a handful of IPOs, 2 in 22, and we've had 6 in 23. So now we've had 4 in rapid succession. They've all priced well. They all priced at the top or above their ranges. They've traded well, and they did it with tremendous institutional and retail support. And they've all stayed above their issue price, so they're trading very well. That bodes well for the future. We think that you'll have probably another 10 to 15 IPOs this year in technology, but it will probably mean a better year in 25. It takes, from start to finish, maybe 6 months to get an IPO to the finish line, working with the regulators. So that if you take 6 months from today, it puts us right on top of the election. So if you're a company in technology thinking about going public, you're pretty much, if you're starting new, you're thinking of 25. Right. So we think we'll have a better year in 25, but a good year in 24.
So as you're talking to companies in the IPO pipeline, what is the fundamental difference in story that you're telling them between now and 2021, which I like to call the glory years when companies could raise tons of money and go public at huge valuations?
Well, I think what's happened in the last 6 to 12 months is that the market has gotten more comfortable with paying for growth again. Now, we're not back to the levels of valuation you saw in 2021, but we are getting a fair price for growth. And I think at those prices, you're starting to see companies say, you know, it's actually not bad to be a public company. And so you've seen some companies like Astera and AI, which priced very well for being a small company. You've seen companies like Reddit, which has been around for 18 years. But Reddit also priced well and traded well. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're seeing companies getting more comfortable with the current set of valuations and saying, hey, this is a good time to be public. It's a good time for my shareholders and my employees to be a public company.
Right. So you've seen this sort of fundamental recalibration of valuations, but we're nowhere near those so-called glory years. And companies, they used to also go public, not just to raise money, but it's this big marketing event. You could kind of count on that first day pop. Has that changed? And when are we going to start to get some of those blockbuster IPOs, the likes of SpaceX and Databricks, and maybe even a TikTok? I mean, it feels like those valuations are very difficult to sustain, especially in AI, in the public markets.
I mean, valuations, I'm going to, you know, 2021 was an amazing year. I mean, I'm not sure if I want to go back and live it again. It was exhausting. Yeah. However, we're back at valuations that are very similar to 2018, 2019 for most companies in technology. And so particularly for software companies, the valuations are almost similar. You know, the top companies in software trade at similar valuations as they did about 5-6 years ago. Those are good valuations on a relative basis. And so I think that's why I think people are starting to look again. Now, will we get some of those big companies public? I'd love to take them public. I think, unfortunately, they've got scale, they've got growth. Investors are giving them lots of capital. And they're also in such dynamic markets that they're investing very aggressively for the future. They've got large opportunities and they want to be set for it. So right now the IPO is not on their near-term horizon, unfortunately, but when it does come, they'll be blockbuster.
Is that bad for investors, for our audience, who want a piece of these companies, but a lot of that growth is happening in private markets that are way less accessible to them?
It's not great. I mean, there's more avenues to buy private companies today. Certainly institutional investors have access to it. You know, Databricks and Stripes have done a number of different tenders where employees have had a chance to investors have had a chance to participate. Smaller investors, it's harder, but you can do it. There's certainly better than it was 10 years ago, but it's not perfect. So ideally, these companies should be in the public markets and grow their market cap with a broader set of institutional and retail investors. They will do it, but it's just at a time frame that they're dictating.
Well, Colin, great overview. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with us.
I appreciate it.
Sarah, I'll hand it back over to you at the NYSE.
Yeah, especially interesting to hear about the valuation gap. Shares of Rubrik falling today, but still higher than its IPO pricing of $32 a share. So what could it and other recent listings signal about the IPO window? Deirdre Bosa spoke exclusively to Morgan Stanley banker, a banker who led the listings of Reddit and Astera Labs. What'd you find out, Dee?
Well, Tyler, that would be Colin Stewart, and he has led some of the biggest debuts of the last three decades. So this was a rare and actually his first broadcast appearance. Given the IPO drought of the last few years, he did sound relieved, saying first that the market is back. But he was more nuanced around valuations, noting that the bonanza of 2021 was exhausting. And here's where he said we are now.
We're back at valuations that are very similar to 2018, 2019 for most companies in technology. And so particularly for software companies, the valuations are almost similar. You know, the top companies in software trade at similar valuations as they did about 5-6 years ago. Those are good valuations on a relative basis. And so I think that's why I think people are starting to look again. Now, will we get some of those big companies public? I'd love to take them public. I think unfortunately, they've got scale, they've got growth. Investors are giving them lots of capital. And they're also in such dynamic markets that they're investing very aggressively for the future. They've got large opportunities. They want to be set for it. So right now, the IPO is not on their near-term horizon.
And Tyler, those big names, those are the kind of blockbuster IPOs that would be around a Stripe or a Databricks or even a ByteDance. So he said that it's going to take longer for them to go public, especially because they can really raise money in the private markets for now. He said that we're seeing more companies list this year, but it's going to take time for them to get up and going. And he also noted that the presidential election this year, that could cap the number that go public this year. But by 2025, he says, that will be even better for listings if this trajectory continues.
One thing I thought was interesting, Dee, is that Rubrik went public on kind of a down market day, which suggested that there was still risk appetite despite, you know, some of the broader macro concerns with rates and other factors. And so I wonder if that was kind of a seminal moment for companies that have been preparing and are waiting for the wings and are hoping to strike while the iron is hot. On a day like that, when you see that kind of aftermarket price activity, does that signal, you know, water's warm, might as well come now?
It's a great point. And he would say that sort of that risk appetite has increased. You also look at the profile of a Rubrik, Leslie, which I know you know well, and they've got losses, right? And you're seeing these software companies go public with losses. And so I think that also indicates that there's more of a risk on appetite. Look at Reddit as well. It's continued to perform well, though volatile since its IPO went public, what, around $5 billion? It's trading at more than $7 billion now, Astera Labs. Even the IPOs that we covered last September, right, except for Klaviyo, but ARM and Instacart have held up pretty well.
Yeah, and that's such a flywheel effect. It's important to remind viewers, as you just did, because investors who make money on recent deals are more apt to put that money to work,
absolutely,
put more money to work in future deals. So it does have this kind of cyclical effect.
And you know what, Leslie, I know you and I, we love those big blockbuster IPOs that are already household names, but you could argue that this market now, where you're seeing sort of the sub $10 billion valuation companies go public, that it's a little more boring, but maybe a little healthier as well, because it is sort of getting that appetite up and testing the waters before you potentially see the big ones. But the question is, when do those big ones actually want to go, or are they comfortable being private? A lot of the CEOs and founders will say that they're able to do more in private if they need to grow and they're at this important growth phase. So there's not as much as that draw for that big marketing event that is an IPO as maybe there was in previous years.
Yeah, I guess you and me covering it, not enough of a draw, but maybe one day that will change. Deirdre, thank you.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.